Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. In the ever-changing world of programming, we're witnessing Python surge to new heights and reshape the coding landscape, all while some old favorites mount surprising comebacks. This week, Python has clocked its highest ever rating on the TIOBE Programming Community Index, securing a dominant 26.14%. For context, that leaves C++ and C trailing at 9.18% and 9.03% respectively, a gulf that truly marks a shift. Python's popularity isn't just about being easy to pick up. It's about how seamlessly it plugs into artificial intelligence workflows, enabling everything from code assistance to data pipelines. What's fueling this surge is the proliferation of AI-driven tools that speed up developer productivity, like Copilot and ChatGPT integrations. Meanwhile, another surprise. Perl, a language some wrote off as obsolete, is experiencing a renaissance of sorts. It jumped from ranked 25 to number 9 on the TIOBE index in a relatively short period, revealing an unexpected twist in developer preferences. This upswing in Perl is raising debate about the ongoing relevance of legacy languages and whether we need to rethink what's considered out of date when it comes to coding. So whether you're hammering out Python scripts for neural networks or dusting off your Perl books for legacy projects, the landscape is more varied than ever. Now, looking at what's happening in the broader technology ecosystem, we're seeing major moves in cloud-native tools and infrastructure, particularly with Kubernetes. The upcoming Kubernetes Community Day in Washington, D.C. is bringing developers, engineers, and architects together for a deep dive into topics like observability, AI, and security. Workshops and keynotes there will focus on how the evolution of cloud computing is pushing boundaries, not just for how we deploy apps, but how we imagine development workflows altogether. In the world of Linux and open source, Canonical is trialing bold ideas with new dangerous desktop images for Ubuntu, meant for bleeding-edge developers and tinkerers alike. The idea is to get fresh daily development images of Ubuntu, loaded with the latest snaps, straight into the hands of those who thrive on the frontier. By integrating the most up-to-date snaps, Canonical hopes to fast-track the feedback loop, letting new features reach production faster and with better real-world testing. For developers, this means more immediate access to innovations, reducing the friction of spinning up environments that take advantage of the very latest in Linux software. Meanwhile, in the container world, Docker continues to zero in on security, changing the way organizations think about securing their build and deploy pipelines. New tools like Docker Scout and Docker Hardened Images are all about baking in robust security measures, not just bolting them on after the fact. Docker Scout is a nifty vulnerability scanner, helping teams spot risks in their images early, while Docker Hardened Images provide trusted, verified resources for critical deployments. For anyone responsible for their software's safety, this move represents a big shift towards shifting security left, building it into development, not just operations. Shifting gears, let's talk content, specifically what's happening on YouTube, where a fresh form of manipulation is taking hold and raising eyebrows. We've all heard of deepfakes, but the new phenomenon is called rage baiting via so-called cheap fakes, and it's got a different agenda. Channels are churning out AI-generated videos with celebrities clashing in manufactured feuds, preying on viewers, emotional triggers for maximum engagement. And the effect? These videos rack up millions of views, skyrocket subscriber counts, and encourage a culture of polarization and outrage, all for the sake of a click. When media scrutiny intensified, YouTube began cleaning house, removing 37 channels found to be consistently misleading their audiences with these rage bait tactics. Beyond just removals, YouTube is also updating its policies to require creators disclose the use of misleading or synthetic content, trying to stem the tide of manipulation. This move is part of a larger push to protect users' mental and emotional well-being in today's wild algorithm-driven environment. Speaking of well-being, let's shift to mental health and some genuinely positive breakthroughs for people living with ADHD. Research just published in the British Medical Journal has cast a welcome light on the impacts of ADHD medication with major societal implications. The studies found that effective medication is associated with significant reductions in risks linked to ADHD, like substance misuse and suicidal behavior. This is important not only for individuals considering treatment, but also for policymakers and professionals working to destigmatize mental health discussions within workplaces and schools. The findings reinforce that making informed decisions about ADHD treatment options isn't just a medical concern, it's a societal priority. On an economic front, there's mounting concern in New Zealand, As the country grapples with its highest emigration in well over a decade, more than 71,800 New Zealanders departed in the year ending June 2025, a figure unseen in 13 years, and a trend that many analysts find alarming. Behind these numbers are stark issues: rising unemployment and sluggish economic growth, especially amongst those under 30. The result is a shrinking workforce and a declining net migration rate, threatening the country's economic stability and sparking debates about urgent reforms. Policymakers are being urged to address the root causes, from creating more job opportunities to providing incentives for skilled citizens to stay or return home. Moving back to the world of software, the Linux kernel continues to hold its place as the beating heart of open source innovation and infrastructure. New updates, including kernel versions 6.15.10 and 6.16.1, recently dropped, both aimed at fixing performance issues with Intel GPU drivers and enhancing overall reliability. These fast turnarounds underscore the commitment of developers and maintainers to keeping Linux robust, even as pressure and workload seem more intense than ever. An emerging concern here is succession. With legendary kernel lead Linus Torvalds edging towards eventual retirement, questions are surfacing about what leadership and stewardship will look like in the coming years. Maintaining the momentum and ethos of open source, while still adapting to increased scale and complexity, is no small feat, especially as maintainers feel the pinch of growing technical debt. Some in the community are calling for a more formal succession plan to smooth a future transition and keep Linux at the cutting edge. Taking a step back, what connects all these developments, be it in programming language trends, mental health, digital manipulation, or open source governance, is adaptation. On the developer front, we're seeing Python's dominance and Perl's comeback tied directly to how quickly individuals and organizations can pivot in the face of change. Cloud-native movements like Kubernetes and security-first container strategies with Docker are about preparing for a future where flexibility and safety coexist as first principles. Canonical's push for daily snap images and the Linux team's agile kernel updates both reflect a move fast, adapt faster ethos that's essential in a digital world. At the same time, recognizing the ripple effects, like how rage baiting manipulates social emotions or how emigration shapes economies, shows why tech doesn't exist in a vacuum. The health of our digital and social infrastructures are intertwined, calling for strategies that adapt to threats and opportunities, whether they come from code, culture, or policy. One thing's clear: if you're in tech or adjacent fields, keeping pace with these shifts isn't just a career move, it's a necessity for resilience. So keep your eyes on the programming language charts and your hands on your security tools, because the story of tech is written by those who adapt best. Before we wrap, remember that these aren't just isolated trends. They're the interplay of software, society, and stewardship that will shape the near future. Whether it's the programming language you choose, the platform you trust, or the policies you want your leaders to pursue, awareness is power in the digital age. Thanks for listening.